You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
That's a new day. I'm Rhett Palmer. How are you? Glad you're tuned in. I have two exciting people here. I have Bill and Annie. Bill, of course, works for NCIS. He has in the past the TV show, among other things. He's also an actor. And Annie, his wife, is an actress. And, well, we're here to talk about how they deal with Jesus in Hollywood and stuff. So, Annie, welcome to the show. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Rhett.
Okay,
nice
let's go to Annie here. First, ladies first. So, at what point in your life, where are you from, and when did you come to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior?
I'm originally from the Bronx, and I've known Jesus since I was about 4 or 5 years old.
Okay, what brought about your connection? You said you had an epiphany experience, right?
Well, you know something, I wouldn't really call it an epiphany. I would just call it just a knowing, just a comfortable knowing that I had someone protecting me at all times.
Were you in church at the time?
I was in church, yeah. I started out in Catholicism, and I would go to church by myself, and I would sit and meditate on the Lord, and I knew that He was with me.
That's pretty remarkable for a 4 or 5 year old.
Well, I mean, I knew then that he was the one that was with me. When I was going to church by myself, I wasn't that young. I was probably more like maybe 8 or 9.
Mm. You know? Oh, yeah.
It's a big stretch there, right? My legs were longer.
So, yeah. So, there was abuse and there was sexual abuse in your childhood home. So you end up living with your aunt. Your aunt was very sweet and kind and a devout Catholic.
Mm-hmm. That's correct.
And so that probably influenced you, too, that she lived the faith instead of just...
Very kind person.
Very kind person.
Very kind, and she would just go out of her way to, you know, give you the focus, even if she was busy. A lot of people are not like that. It's like, don't bother me, right? Go away, kid. Don't bother me. She was not like that.
Yeah.
She would stop what she was doing, and she would give you her full focus.
Now, your husband, Bill, he had an epiphany experience when he was younger. We'll get to that in a moment. But did you get involved in the drug world, too, or all that stuff in Hollywood? And
I smoked marijuana.
No.
Yeah.
That's it, huh?
Yeah.
That's as bad as you got.
I had anxiety as a child because of my situation.
Yeah.
And I found that smoking
Going to Hollywood, and did you find it hard to be in Hollywood and be a Christian?
Not in the beginning, no. Not in the beginning, because I kind of, I went along with some stuff that wasn't really horrendous, but it still was beyond being a devout Christian. And then, as it went
until
along...
Until they wanted you to be a gay vegetable?
Well, I played the gay vegetable.
Oh, you did?
No, I mean, I played the gay, praying mantis. What was it? Not that's an insect. It's those plants.
Venus flytrap.
Yes.
In blue jeans.
Yes, because I was a dancer for a long time, too, aside from being an actress. I was in dance theater, and I studied in New York.
Well, that's true. You were a choreographer.
I was a choreographer.
So did you work on Broadway?
No, I didn't. No, I was with a company in the San Francisco Bay Area where I did some choreography there, and in Seattle, I worked at a couple of workshops up there where I submitted myself as a choreographer, and they hired me, and I did some stuff there.
So Jesus, though, has been an important part of your life.
Yes, absolutely.
How? Tell us.
Well, he saved me from so many, aside from my own salvation, which I never asked for, but he gave it to me, you know, free of charge. I have been in so many car accidents. I have been threatened by people. I have been chased down the street in New York by a bunch of guys that could have done anything to me. And all of a sudden, I was like flying over the street. I felt like I flew away from these people. Mm. That was one incident. But the car accidents, I mean, I've been in horrific car accidents, and I have survived all of them.
Something you consider miraculous intervention?
Miraculous intervention, no question about it.
Yeah, really? Did you ever see an angel or feel a presence during these things? Or?
What I saw, actually, was not angels. The devil has always been at my back. The devil knows how vulnerable I am, how sensitive I am. I'm a hypersensitive person. He's always at me.
But his greatest ploy is to make us think he doesn't exist.
That's right. I've seen demonic people. I have, and they have revealed themselves to me as demonic people in Hollywood.
Well, that's a gift of discernment, I believe. You've seen them in Hollywood.
I've seen them in Hollywood, yes. And I had one guy, I was doing some, getting my plants refurbished at this one place, a garden shop. Around 5 o'clock at night, I went down to get my plants, and there was nobody there except the guy that I guess owned the place. And so I went to get my plants, and... But it was strange the way the guy was looking at me, and it gave me the creeps. You know, I just went, I got to get my plants and get out of here now.
Yeah.
So I'm going out to my car, and he follows me out to halfway to my car, and he looks at me straight in the eye, and he says, "You know who my father is, don't you?" And I said, "Get thee behind me, Satan."
Really?
And that guy shriveled back, yeah. He said, "You know who my father is, don't you?"
Wow, that's bizarre.
It was so bizarre. I couldn't stop thinking about it for months. I never went back to that nursery, by the way.
I'm not going to buy a Venus flytrap from you.
No, no way.
Now, let's get over to Bill. Yeah. Bill, you worked on
NCIS for 6 years.
Among
six
other
years.
Things, you've been an actor, you've been a cameraman,
writer,
you've been a producer and stuff. So you said you had an epiphany experience when you were 10?
It was amazing.
Where were you?
It was Saturday at a catechism class, a Catholic church, and it was just the presence of God in the room. I can close my eyes right now, Rhett, and still see it, and I hang on to that sometimes because I remember that feeling. I go, "Lord, let's go back to where we were then," because in that room I just felt completely enveloped in love, like not this cliche.
Now, wait a second. Now, you're sitting taking this class. Was there anything specifically, any
no.
Scripture that was mentioned?
No.
Nothing.
It came out of nowhere. It was just she was teaching, and the teaching, I could hear what she was saying, and it kind of drifted away. I just felt this presence come in the room as if the Lord was standing in the room with me.
And you knew it was Jesus somehow.
Yeah. And I wanted to be with him. Then, as I mentioned before, that's when I wanted to be an altar boy. And then I went down those other roads. And then, of course, I dragged myself away into the world when I became of age and did my prodigal son old man trip.
Yeah. And what happened?
And ran from the pain and ran from the disappointments and the things that I thought God was. And he just, basically I look upon it this way. The master potter has me on the wheel, and every so often I jump off the wheel. He's got to take me back again, slap me back down again, or start remolding again. He lets me run off when I want to. But the more I play in the mud, the more I realize I'm back with him. At this point in my life, I heard someone say, "I may fall down in the ark, but God's not going to let me fall out of the ark anymore."
Really?
Because I'm on his lap.
Was there one specific thing that finally... broke the camel's back.
What it is, I had to have 1,000 straws on my back because there was a whole number of things and bottoms that I had to slowly step up and come to him as he just led me through this long, big valley of the shadow of death to say, "I'm here with you, I'm here with you." He needed to have me trust him because I didn't trust him. I was like a wild stallion that got hurt. Everything that I learned in my religious upbringing was, if you did something wrong, God punished you because he was mad at you. So I returned that anger towards him by partying it away, anesthetizing the pain with anything I could. Pleasure, self, running. He knew where I came from. He knew what I went through. That's the amazing grace. He never left me.
You met him at 10 in the room, this feeling that overpowered you, you still thought he was a god of condemnation.
I learned that later when I got into my adolescent years.
That he wasn't.
Misinformation that I learned about God, that he's just punishing me. He must hate me because that's what I learned. If you're still doing this,
which is just what the evil one wants us to, because it says it's his kindness that leads us to repentance.
Exactly.
It's your kindness that leads us
exactly.
to repentance.
But I wasn't taught that.
Yeah.
That presence was separate from my catechism class. That came outside of that. I was taught there. It was all about mea culpa, mea culpa, mea maxima, mea culpa. It's all my fault all the time. My fault. I can't do enough rosaries. I'm losing my mind here. I can't stop this sin.
The Catholic guilt.
I must be going to hell. I thought, well, then I might as well go and have fun on the way.
Yeah. So what finally brought you to your senses like the prodigal son?
I would say after just hitting massive bottoms with overuse of cocaine and alcohol in the 80s and then coming to a church called Church on the Way in Van Nuys and just and hitting bottom and just crying out, I need help. Please stop this.
Really? So it was a surrender? Would that be a good word?
Absolute surrender. It was like, I'll do anything. I don't want to do this anymore. This is not fulfilling me.
Mm.
This is emptiness.
Yeah.
Make the pain go away. Doesn't mean you don't stumble after that. Doesn't mean I didn't have a Saul of Tarsus experience where all of a sudden there I was. Bingo. I still had to go trudging through this because the flesh won't give up.
Yeah.
But God,
and
he's there.
Yeah.
He kept pulling me through it and through it and through it and getting me more and more exposed to the word. And the more I renewed my mind every day, which I do now, I spent a good hour or two a day in the word of God and being of service. And letting go, denying myself, dying to self, picking up that cross metaphor, which means just follow me. Because what does he say? My burden is easy. My yoke is light.
Well, we know we only grow in the valleys, and Jesus was a man acquainted with many sorrows. So who's ever out there experiencing sorrows, he uses those sorrows to bring you to your knees. Because when we fall to our knees, we touch heaven, right?
Amen.
All right. Well, Bill, I want to thank you for coming in. And Annie, thank you for coming in. I'm Red Palmer, and it's a new day. Remember, someone somewhere needs your random act of kindness, as it is written. Give unto others. Give unto others, and your light will rise out of the darkness like the noonday sun. Thanks for listening. Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Red Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Don't miss The Christian View, Hands and Feet of Jesus and Strategies for Life. Now streaming on the Taken Network, available on 7 different streaming platforms. Find us on takentv.lightcast.com.
Are you winning or losing in the game of life? Do you even know where to find the rules of the game? There are things you do that make life work and things that cause it to come apart. Tune in for Born to Win with Ronald L. Dart right here on WCNO 89.9 FM every Sunday morning at 7. And we'll talk about whether you were born to lose or born to win. And visit us online at borntowin.net.
This is Donna True with True Reflections on Aging with Grace. Listen as I share a very important point with you concerning critical issues of the aging experience. Are you a caregiver for someone whose memory is changing? We will have lots of tips for you that may make your daily life easier. Rule number one is summed up as, do not argue. Here's an example. You and your spouse have been going to the same restaurant for years, but yesterday when you arrived, your spouse said, "Oh, I've never been here before." You are quite surprised, and being in the real world, you promptly corrected them and said, "Of course you have been here before. We've been coming here for 10 years. Your spouse gets upset, they do not believe you, and dinner is ruined. Please rethink your response. You are trying to bring them into the real world, but that is not their world. Ask yourself, does it matter that they think we have never been here before? A response that helps them save face as well as keeps your blood pressure down would be something like, "I'm sure we're going to have a great meal here tonight." Think about this. Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? As long as there are no safety issues involved, go with the flow. Did I say something today that got your attention? I'm Donna True and I can be reached at 772-223-7800, Council on Aging of Martin County at the Kane Center. That's 772-223-7800.
You're the maker of the heavens and the earth, and yet nothing in this world can match your worth. You stand alone. You offered up your life in perfect love, and you overcame our sin upon the cross. In you we stand. Holy, 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 holy are you, Jesus, Lord God Almighty. Saints and angels bow before you.
worth saving. So you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping. So you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for. So you sacrificed your life so I could.
The views and opinions of programmers heard on WCNO are the responsibility of the participants and producers of the program and may not reflect the views and opinions of the staff or management of WCNO.
Hi, this is Karen Hubbard, inviting you to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. for Hidden Places, where you'll hear exciting testimonies, amazing stories, and casual conversations with believers just like you, here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
I'm feeling Jesus. me guidance, show me what to do. I read the Bible, lost in the stories, Christ in His glory, shining through. I said, I'm feeling Jesus. Do you feel Him too? I said, I'm feeling Jesus. Do you feel Him too?
Sing to the Lord a new song.
Sing to Him.
I will celebrate,
look for you in the middle of the night. Savior and guardian of my soul. From highest heaven, hear my call. And in my trouble, you comfort and hold me. I long for you when I cannot hear your voice. And my heart is dry as the dust. Oh Lord, be near me if I should fall. And show me how to believe and to trust you alone. There is no one else beside you. In the darkest night, in the wilderness, there is no one else beside you. At your feet I cry. In your arms I rest. I hope in you and your promise to return. With angels and dark clouds of thunder. When death and evil and sorrow flee away. And all creation will bow and proclaim you alone. There is no one else beside you. You will fill the sky when you come again. There is no one else beside you. Heaven's only light. Burning without end. There is no one else beside you. In the darkest night, in the wilderness, there is no one else beside you. At your feet I cry. In your arms I rest.
This is Pastor Chaco Varghese inviting you to listen to Word of Eternal Life every Monday at 5:30 a.m. to learn more about God's plan of eternal life through Jesus Christ here at WCNO 89.9 FM.
Here at Grace Air, we specialize in all types and models of air conditioning. We also install and replace ductwork. We serve Palm Beach and Martin County. You can reach us at 561-932-7422. Remember, we keep you cool with Grace.
to earth our Savior came. For us on a cross he bled and died, and from the cross to an empty grave he rose to life. He rose to life. He lives, reigning in power. He lives, name above all names. Hallelujah, now for.
Yes, we. Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome, so come as you are, but leave as he is.
Let every lie be silenced and all depression cease. Let every dark assignment bow down at Jesus' feet. Let every curse be broken, let every storm be tamed, and all that come against us be bound in Jesus' name. Your presence is my greatest weapon, pushing back the darkness, breaking every chain. My worship opens up. Crushing every stronghold when I speak your name, 'cause your presence is my weapon. Your presence is my weapon. Your strength will not be shaken. Your love will not back down. Death has been defeated. What can stop me now? I hold on to what you've spoken. You said that I am free. You've given me your promise, and you are my victory. Your presence is my greatest weapon, pushing back. My worship opens up the heavens.
washed before I knew my shame. Oh, the Lamb was slain before the earth was laid. What an awesome price He paid. I owe it all to Jesus. All